Keeping Up with the Lawrences? Surely you meant to say Joneses, Mark, right? Isn't that the old saying? Well, the saying is Keeping Up with the Joneses, and the more modern version might be Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I meant to say Lawrences. As we did our research before launching this podcast, we noticed that topics related to how well we stack up against others really seem to resonate. This week, we're going to take a look at a family that we recently met. We're going to call this one Making It Personal. Real people, real stories, real advice. Welcome to our Make It Personal podcast, episode 47. Make it personal. It's your money. It's your plan. It's your future. I'm Mark Zagurski, Director of Strategy and Communications for Mutual of Omaha Advisors, a division of Mutual of Omaha. Enough about me. So who are the Lawrences? We had the chance to sit down and get to hear the story of Kenny, late 50s, and his wife Stephanie, mid 40s. They have two children, an elementary school aged. They also have a mortgage, cars, some other debt, and a fair amount of savings. Kenny wants to retire at age 65, and they want to build generational wealth to pass on to their children, an admirable plan that we found is quite doable for them. Quite frankly, what they've done to date has set them up quite well. With a few tweaks, we were able to help them put together a plan for Kenny to retire and for Stephanie to be able to retire with him. Let's take a look at what we can learn from our interactions with the Lawrences. Kenny served in the military for over 20 years, and we appreciate his service. He now works as an engineer. Stephanie's in the healthcare field and has been with the same employer for over 20 years. They make over $300,000 of annual income, including Kenny's military pension. Stephanie was able to leverage her income early in her career to purchase a rental property, which they still own. All in all, Kenny and Stephanie have done a really nice job to date, maximizing their career opportunities and using their income to drive more income and build some capital. Their target retirement is just 7 years away, though during that time, they stand to earn nearly $2.4 million based on a modest assumption of 2% increases each year. What is their plan to continue to maximize their biggest asset, their ability to continue to earn an income? Many people underestimate the amount of money they will need to enjoy a comfortable retirement, and today's retirement could last 30 years or more. A man reaching age 65 today can expect to live on average until age 84.3, and a woman turning age 65 today can expect to live on average until age 86.6. And together, there's a 50-50 chance that one of them will live to age 92. Kenny and Stephanie are 15 years apart when it comes to age, and both have longevity in their families, with some members living over 100 years. How much money do they need to secure the rest of their lives? Do you know what their number is? They do now, and they're not very far off with a few adjustments. Alternatives for the Lawrences include they can save more, they can earn more on their investments, they can plan to spend less in retirement, or they could consider retiring later. Spoiler alert, the plan we created for Kenny and Stephanie included a combination of saving more and earning more. Saving and investing have different features, though they both have one common goal, to accumulate money. The Lawrences have accumulated over $500,000 to date in a blend of retirement accounts and a high-yield savings account. Kenny admittedly dabbles a bit in the stock market, though he admits that he buys and rarely sells. A large portion of their accumulated assets are in fixed income securities, including a high-yield savings account. While they're planning for and approaching retirement, the conventional wisdom of shifting their assets to fixed income securities or bonds historically will not afford them to keep up with taxes and inflation. Many may hear saving and investing and think we're talking about the same thing, while others may hear investing and associate it with risk. Kenny and Stephanie could benefit from getting their money to work as hard for them as they do for it by becoming owners of successful businesses rather than investors in the stock market. We mentioned cars above, but did we mention how many? The Lawrences actually own four cars. Yes, four vehicles and two drivers. You do the math. Three vehicles are paid off, and they owe approximately $70,000 on the fourth. While their income has allowed them to outpace their need for speed, there is more to consider for the Lawrences. And that is Stephanie's penchant for high-end handbags. Some of Stephanie's bags cost as much as $3,500, and over time it has led her to rack up some credit card debt. She's actually taken out a loan from her 401k for nearly $26,000 to pay off her credit card debt that comes directly from the need for handbags. Kenny and Stephanie have dreams of buying a recreational vehicle when they retire. Will their desire for the fast and fancy things in life keep them from reaching their ultimate goal from retiring together so that they can travel together? Here we go. A story from an insurance company that's going to recommend insurance. True, but let's get there first. There are a number of things that Kenny and Stephanie need to consider when it comes to protecting themselves or their plan. First, they want to build generational wealth for their young children. They own multiple homes, but do not yet have a will or trust. They need to begin by doing the appropriate work with an estate planning professional to make sure that they are not adversely impacted by an uncoordinated plan. Next, while they intend to retire together in 7 years, Stephanie is 15 years younger than Kenny. The payment option for some of Kenny's pension income has already been locked in and is based on Kenny's life. Stephanie is 15 years younger than Kenny. What happens to their plan if he predeceases her, as women tend to live longer than men? Yes, they need life insurance and all about $2 million in coverage. Yes, they need to consider long-term care insurance. Kenny and Stephanie have made it a long way and have accomplished much on their own, but it could all change tomorrow. For us at Mutual of Omaha Advisors, a plan that isn't self-completing, i.e. protected with life insurance, disability income insurance, long-term care insurance, etc., isn't a plan, it's a crapshoot. Conventional wisdom may tell the Lawrences to sock all of their money and contributions into a 401k or comparable plan at work to take advantage of any employer match and tax deferral. Now, tax deferral simply means delaying or deferring the payment of taxes to another period, but it doesn't necessarily mean avoiding the payment of taxes. While tax evasion relies on illegal methods such as underreporting income and falsifying deductions, tax avoidance is any legal method used by a taxpayer to minimize the amount of income tax owed. This may include tax credits, deductions, and income exclusions are forms of tax avoidance. It could also include the use of various financial vehicles to save or accumulate wealth in a tax-advantaged way. Vehicles that will allow you more control, flexibility, and options on how much you can contribute, when you can take it out, and how and when the proceeds will be taxed when you access them. Conventional wisdom can be good for general rules of thumb, but it can also make it difficult to think creatively and come up with alternative solutions to problems. Now you know a little bit more about how to keep up or catch up with the Lawrences. Kudos to them for the great work they've done to get themselves in this position financially. So what can we learn from Kenny and Stephanie? I know what you may be thinking. I don't make anywhere near $300,000. I don't have a pension like Kenny. Well, neither do I. If that's what we take from the story, we may have missed the point. What I take is no matter how well you have done on your own in planning for your future, there may be another level we can take things to with the help of a financial advisor. The recommended plan for the Lawrences is relatively simple. Start by doing the appropriate estate planning work with a professional. Then pay off the 401k loan and consider repositioning some of their assets to more actively take ownership in companies. Get the appropriate protection plan in place and begin putting away more of Kenny's income to allow them the opportunity to both retire together in 7 years. Admittedly, the stories for everyone we meet do not start out this way. However, through working with the financial professional, they can end up this way. There are a lot of talking heads out there in many places you can get financial advice, and you get what you pay for. A sound plan could do more for your future than a lifetime of work. How confident are you that your current plan will enable you to accomplish your goals? Putting together a plan is one thing. Being able to stick to a plan is another. A Mutual of Omaha advisor can help you with both. Visit www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com to connect with an advisor, download one of our ebooks, and subscribe to our newsletter. And if this episode helped you, please like and subscribe and leave a review, as every review helps us to reach more people. At Mutual of Omaha Advisors, we believe personal finance is personal, and financial well-being is essential to achieving your life's goals. Make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.